Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Good morning, millennials. Welcome back to the Morning Toast. Happy Friday. Hey, Claude, for the last time till I see you when you get back. How are you, Dern?
I am Dern good. I mean, honestly, I'm a broken woman. Like, I am a broken woman who needs to have dinner at the Quiet Woman because I just got back. You know, TBG's like, he doesn't tell you much when you're traveling with him. He's like, oh, just wake up at this time. We're doing like, we're going to the baths. So I think the baths, I think, a relaxing spa. Is that crazy 100%? To think?
No, the baths is bath time Q&A.
Right. No, it was
you're
really
actually like a proficient bather.
Right. So I just showed up like in my kimono and my sandals and my bathing suit. And it was definitely more of a journey to get down to the baths to enjoy the baths and then to get back up the hill to the baths. So we woke up super early so I could, it wouldn't intervene with the toast, but like I'm literally like broken.
Wow. Was it worth the trek though? Because your stories look really nice.
Yeah, it was really beautiful. And pop culture fun fact, that is where Wells Adams and Sarah Hyland got engaged.
Oh my gosh, that is so special. Well, do they have a little plaque for them?
Well, that's what someone said on my DMs. So I don't know if it's actually true, but that's where I get most of my information.
Got it. Well, I would believe that. And I also recommended to you a new book to read that is really rich in Virgin Island history. Mm-hmm. And so I think you're really going to enjoy it because I feel like Virgin Gorda, that's where you were today, right?
That's where I am right now.
Right. It sounds familiar, like from the book, the Ellen Hildebrand series, What Happens in Paradise. Curious to get your thoughts when you read it.
Well, I'm still reading The Mother-in-Law. I'm taking it slow because I really, really like it. So I probably won't get to that Ellen Hildebrand series on this particular vacation. I guess I'll just have to go on another one.
Oh, no. We hate to see it.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Speaking of oh, no, Bruno got neutered yesterday.
Bruno,
more balls.
Yeah.
Because he is just like so despondent. Yesterday was so sad. He's wearing his new cone. He's so confused. Today's better. And like, he definitely has, you know, his spirit back. But I don't know like how we're going to come back from like that trust that was severed. Like he woke up yesterday morning not knowing what was happening. And I feel like I betrayed him.
Those videos that you sent us of like him just like limping around in his cone were so upsetting and really bordered on animal abuse.
No.
So I think we need to get him out of the cone.
Okay. Yeah, no, I ordered a onesie. Everyone was saying like have him wear a little pajama set. That way he won't scratch his thing. So that will be here tomorrow and he'll be out of the cone by then. But you know what? Like so many dogs wear cones. They don't even get the comfy cone. They get the one from the vet that's like plastic and they're fine. So Bruno like and his spoiledness, he needs to learn.
I know, but you can't just like spoil him and then be like, you're spoiled. Like, it's your fucking fault.
100%. And it's like, you don't want to ever deny your child.
Of course not. It would be detrimental.
So when he sends me the link to this Amazon onesie and say, hey, mom, it serves the same purpose, I'm like, okay, Bruce, it's yours.
Does he send you a lot of Amazon links? Like, Theo's always sending me his wish list.
Oh my God, what does Theo wish for?
Everything and anything. He honestly just wishes for one of us to take him to the park, but we're so lazy. So he just gets a new onesie instead.
It actually looks like, according to Ben's story, he goes to the park a good amount.
Yeah, no, I'm like a drama queen. Like, Theo gets out so much, but Theo's just one of these dogs. And, you know, Cavaliers are really lap dogs and they're really like inside pets. But Theo must have like a little bit of like Great Dane in him because Homeboy cannot run fast enough, like cannot get to the park fast enough, cannot spend enough time outside. And I'm like, Theo, do you know who your parents are? Chill the fuck out.
Damn. I miss Theo so much. You guys, we are back in studio next week. Theo is back in studio next week. Maybe I'll even bring Bruce to cheer him up. And I'm just really excited to get the gang back together.
But I am really, like, devastated about leaving the Rosewood. I have to tell you guys, like, I feel like a lot of people maybe have their honeymoons postponed or canceled because of COVID. And if you are going on your honeymoon in the next year, you have got to come to this hotel. It is a paradise. I would say it's on par with the Maldives when it's literally 3 hours away. The Maldives are 16 hours away. The beaches are stunning. The hotel is so sickening, like the best service you'll ever get in your life. Like, it's just premium on premium on premium, and I cannot recommend it enough. The Rosewood in Little Dick's Bay.
Wow. I actually am taking my honeymoon soon, probably next month. And now, I mean, we have a plan, but it's not booked yet. So maybe I should be going to the Rosewood, or I should just save the Rosewood for like another trip because I will be going on many trips this year.
Well, I also went to the spa for the first time yesterday, which was a huge mistake. I should have went earlier on because I'm leaving the hotel today. I'm making another appointment right before I go because it was, and I say this confidently, the nicest spa I've ever been to in my entire life. Like, it's so honeymoon, like it's so romantic, and like Ben's been working most of the day, so like I'm really on this romantic vacation with Brian. And I like the conspiracy theory in my DMs. People think me, Brian, and Ben are a throuple. And honestly, I see it. I really do.
It's really not that far-fetched.
No, not at all. Especially because I keep saying how like my trip is so inspired by Norma Kamali. And in the Norma Kamali interview, she did say like hug, kiss, like fuck your friends. So that's like kind of what me and Brian are doing.
Oh, for sure. If people really are reading into what you're saying, you're telling them that you are in a throuple.
Right. Like if I was Taylor Swift and I was dropping Easter eggs, like the conclusion would be that I have two boyfriends.
Right. If you were someone who didn't lay it all out there all the time and we had to glean from what you said, like what you really meant, you are in a throuple.
But unfortunately, Brian does not want to be in a relationship with me and Ben, which is so hurtful.
So hurtful. Oh, and I'm sure he has his reasons.
Yesterday, we had an amazing afternoon. We like went snorkeling. But right before that, we recorded like a 45-minute Patreon podcast with Brian. Just like a lot of people had questions about he always gets questions about like the points industry and stuff, but it's changed so much. And I actually learned so much from him. There's all this stuff going on that like they're not telling you. So Brian is here with the hookup. If you're looking to travel in the next year, if you're worried about traveling, if you think it's not safe, he really answered all the questions and really put a lot of concerns to rest.
Wow, that's so great to know. That episode will be up today. I'm so excited to listen to it because my points are just sitting there idly. And I need to know what they're not telling us.
Can I give you a little sneak peek?
Please.
Well, usually before COVID, if you use points to book a trip and you have to cancel, you like don't get those points back. And if you want them back, you have to like pay like a $200 fee. Like, it's crazy.
Crazy.
Now, they never told people, but like now your points are like completely refundable.
Well, that's good news.
Yeah.
That's good news they're not telling us.
No, it's all good news for the consumer, but they're not telling you. So, like, who knows? I'm like, Brian, where do you even find this out? Like, how is the average person supposed to, like, digest all of this?
Yes, that's so true. It's good news for the consumer, but, like, where are we supposed to get this information? Honestly, from TPG. Like, he's
right,
the points
guy. Right, literally was the point of the interview. Like, I'm like, where do you get all this information? And he's like, thepointsguy.com.
Okay, totally. Is there like a website that has all of this information?
You know, I've heard of this one called thepointsguy.com. It should be really good.
And it pertains to points.
Yeah, they do like travel. They do some, you know, travel news. They just interviewed Pete Buttigieg, who's the new Department of Transportation. So they really cover all cylinders.
Wow, that's so fascinating. I'm really excited to listen to your podcast episode and embark on this podcast episode, our last one of the week. It's been just a really interesting week. I mean,
it's been hard with like the Harry and Meghan stuff because nothing else matters.
No, nothing else matters. No one else is even like attempting to pretend that they matter and like they're going to put out their news this week. It's really just been the week of Harry and Meghan. And I feel like on a personal level, like I've been thinking about them all week too. It's consumed my week. At least you're on vacation, yeah. So, like, you've been thinking about other things.
No, I really have not. Like, dead serious. I open my phone. It's just everywhere. And it's really been just – I feel like we're all really appreciating, like, how historic it is that we, like, were born – like, I was born in the Meghan Markle era. Like, I could have been born in the Diana era. I could have been born in the Queen. Like, I was born to see Meghan Markle.
No, but also, it's like, we're at the peak of, like, celebrity commentary. Like, we could have been at the peak of celebrity commentary in between the Diana and Meghan Markle years when we didn't like, break down any interview.
Right.
So, like, to be in this position with an interview like this coming out, it's just, like, it's history, man.
It's history. And all the supplemental stories, like, of Pierce Morgan, yes, and Bethany. Like, there's just so much. It's its own ecosystem. It's crazy.
Yes. And also, we were talking yesterday about, like, the differences between the UK and the US, and that's going to be our first story. And I also got some feedback from our British toasters, the Crumpets, I think. And so I'm going to include that and try and get to, like, where we're all at in terms of how we feel about everything in the Fast Five.
So let's get into it.
And I have one more update, because apparently, like, in talking about daylight savings yesterday.
Yes, I saw your Instagram.
So fascinating. There are so many sides. And not that anyone is – they clarified. They're not daylight savings stands. But there is an argument to be made for keeping it the way that it is. Now, in moving the clock, we're never going to get more hours of sunlight during the day, which I already knew. But it's like, would you rather your extra hour in the morning or in the evening? For my lifestyle, me personally, in the evening. But now listening to everything else, like, the campers can't go to school in the dark. But apparently, some campers, a lot of campers actually, already go to school in the dark. Like, it's dark out when they're getting up. Well, not totally dark, but you know what I mean. So I just have a lot to think about. And also, someone DM'd me whose husband is a farmer, and she wanted to let everyone know that, like, the argument for daylight savings, like, it's not about the farmers. The farmers don't like daylight savings because it ruins the routine of the cows to be, like, thrown off just like the rest of us.
Got it. Okay.
There's so much at play here.
There's so much to digest.
Also, one toaster, like, worked on the bill, like, and had to do the research as to, like, because some of the research says that daylight savings is, like, better for your health. It will prevent car accidents. It prevents heart attacks. No, because, like, resetting your body, like, that hour is, like, kind of crazy. So,
yeah, but at least for me, I'm not, when that clock resets, I'm not resetting my body. I'm usually out at a club, and I'm like, how is it 3 a.m. already?
No, but, like, when the next day, it just, there's a lot at play here. So I found it to be very interesting, and I will continue my research.
I really, like, don't buy it.
What don't you buy? That it matters?
The whole concept. Like, I don't feel like it's better for you. You could show me a study that says it's better. I don't believe it.
It's better to, like, stop going back and forth the hours, what the study says.
Yeah, it just seems like we're confusing people for literally no reason.
So are you pro changing the clocks, or you want to stop changing the clocks?
I think it should be the same time all the time. Like, no daylight savings should not be a thing.
Yeah. I think that's where I'm landing. But, you know, I do – my primary concern is always for the campers.
Is always the campers.
So when you tell me that something's not good for the campers, I have to reconsider.
Yeah, but then didn't you say you debunked that camper theory?
Someone did. Someone is a teacher and said that the campers go to school in the dark. Like, and also they said – Someone else was a high school teacher, not necessarily campers, and said they come to school in the dark anyway, and actually having more sunlight in the afternoon would be beneficial for everyone's mental health in the school. So many arguments.
Yeah, I just think, like, we live in different, like, zones of the time. So trying to, like, make it all uniform is, like, so stupid. Like, some kids are going to go to school in the dark and some kids are going to go to school in the light. If you don't like it, move to California. Like, I just feel like this broken system to try and put us all on the same level, like, it's just not working. Maybe we should all just need to resign to the fact that, like, we live in different, you know, time zones. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Also, when we went to school, we came home in the dark because we had a really long school day. And I feel like I'd rather have gone in the dark and then came home in the sunlight.
Because you feel like you lose your whole day. You're like, fuck school. I didn't even get to play out in the sun today.
I didn't even see the sun today.
100%.
Okay. Annie. Well, I'm really glad we're talking through this because just my opinions keep changing.
I just feel so winded from this excursion Brian took me on. I feel like I sound a little drunk, and I'm not.
You should have a drink.
I will, for sure.
Okay, now with that off my chest, I think we can get into the Fast Five stories that you need to know before you wake up and take a bite out of your morning toast.
Yes, and that is true. But speaking of the campers, it's so important to preserve the memories of the campers in your life. or the time when you might have been a camper. So what I'm basically trying to say is that today's episode is brought to you by Legacy Box, a super simple mail-in service to have all your home movies and pictures digitally preserved on a thumb drive, DVD, or to the cloud. Have you tackled all your spring cleaning chores this year? What's on your list? Cleaning out the garage, the basement, digitizing old tapes and photos, dusting all your surfaces? Legacy Box is here to help with the digitizing of old photos, videos, and tapes, cassettes. I don't know how far back you go, but they've got you covered. It is a way for you to easily and affordably digitally preserve your past. The process from start to finish is super easy. You pack and send the items. Their team will digitize everything by hand, and then they'll send it back to you for you to enjoy. You can get back perfectly preserved digital copies on thumb drives, DVDs, or to the cloud. They're ready to watch and share and enjoy. Plus, they keep you up to date with regular email updates throughout the process of the digitization. Legacy Box is the world's largest digitizer of home movies and photos and has helped over a million families digitally preserve their past. So if you like grew up around the same time that we did, like, you know, so many of your home videos are stuck on cassettes, VCRs, and it's basically impossible to try and get them to work on your computer. So to have Legacy Box just take care of it all for you is such a joy. We have tons of VCRs that we have, VHSs, whatever, that we have converted to DVDs, and it's really been like so nice to go back and watch them. It's a great gift for someone like a parent or a grandparent. If you want to get started preserving your past today, go to legacybox.com/toast to get an incredible 50% off your first order. To take advantage of this exclusive offer, you can send it in when you're ready, but you got to sign up today at legacybox.com/toast, and that's 50% off while supplies last at legacybox.com/toast.
Love it. Sign on. Preserve your memories.
Yes.
Okay, first story. A new poll shows that Meghan and Harry's UK popularity has plunged after the Oprah interview. Harry's popularity has fallen 15 points from just a week before the interview, according to the new YouGov poll via Reuters. 48% of the 1,664 participants had a, quote, negative attitude toward Harry. The poll also found
what
that
percent?
Only 48% had a negative attitude. Still the minority, technically.
Towards Harry.
Towards Harry. And the poll also found that only 3 out of 10 people had a positive view of Meghan following the interview. An overwhelming 58% had a negative opinion of her. So more people had a well, first of all, I just want to say, like, I think polls oftentimes are like
fake news.
Bogus.
Fake fucking news.
And here they said they surveyed 1,664 people. So I tend not to like put that much emphasis on polls. Mm-hmm. But I do think it's just an interesting segue into like this thing we were talking about yesterday, like right. Where the UK stands. So I heard from some British crumpets and they said that one, the interview is everywhere in the UK, like ITV aired it. And so everyone has seen it. Everyone is talking about it. They said that there is like this generational divide between how people feel
yes.
about it. Like the younger generation is more sympathetic towards Harry and Meghan, whereas the older generation is not. And I feel like that tracks.
Yeah, I think that's kind of similar in America too.
Yes, I think so as well.
I got that DM as well, and I thought it was interesting.
I also feel like this poll stuff is interesting because I would feel like people's negative opinions of Harry would be stronger than that of Meghan, because Harry is the one with a duty, you know?
Yeah, but and they see it as Meghan as the one who took him away from that duty.
Yeah, but like he's the one who shirked his duties,
you know, of course, but like that's just like classic, like, you know, patriarchy, like blaming the woman, you know.
100%. But I think that I that was surprising to me.
Yeah, I mean, it's not surprising to hear that their popularity rate has gone down in the UK, because that's really the vibe that I've been getting. It's so interesting how A, media in America and media in UK are covering this so differently, and B, just hearing from people in the UK and hearing from people in America and seeing their posts, like, there's completely different sentiments.
Yeah, completely different sentiments. Also, we got a clarification
about
what
I don't trust polls.
No, I don't trust polls either, but I do trust the toasters on the ground.
TOTG, 100%.
We also got a clarification about the king-queen thing we were talking about yesterday.
Yeah, it still don't make no sense.
So Prince Philip couldn't be king because a king outranks a queen. It's all based in these misogynistic principles.
Right, so that's the thing. It's like the queen, why we were talking about this yesterday is because we said the queen, before they knew what Kate Middleton was having for her first baby, said all the kids are going to be princes and princesses. It doesn't matter, yada, yada, yada. So it's like, oh, feminist queen. But it's like there is this very male, like chauvinistic, like root to this entire monarchy, because a queen is not the same as a king. And you can have a king and a queen, but you can't have a king outranks the queen.
So Queen Elizabeth couldn't be outranked by King Philip because she is the monarch. But William can.
So a man can't be outranked by a woman, but a woman can be outranked by a man.
No. It's like, who's the monarch? Like the... It is...
Right, the blood.
The blood can't be outranked by someone else, but it only happens that way when the blood is the woman.
When it's a woman.
Yes.
So it's like deeply misogynistic, even if it's like, oh yeah, they made an exception for the kids because they didn't want to know like what she was having, a boy or a girl. Like they wrote the same.
Yeah. No, it definitely, the wheels of change are turning slowly.
And they're like turning for like, look what we did. Like we made an exception. It's like, but why can't your husband be a king? Oh, right. Misogyny.
Right, but also just...
But also, you know what? I don't really like fuck with Prince Philip, so I'm not advocating for him to be a king. He would be dangerous. Like, I watched The Crown. He is not good with power.
No, he's not. But I feel like he knows that. Like, he's been through so much in those 70 years. Like, the Prince Philip that started going...
He's also changed. It's been 100 years.
The Prince Philip that started, like, going to the lunch club and fucking the ballerina versus, like, the Prince Philip who was having a midlife crisis talking to the astronauts. Two different men.
Okay, the Prince Philip, who was having a midlife crisis talking to the astronauts, might have been more unlikable than when he was fucking around on the Queen. Like, you're such a loser. No, like, you're going to cry because you're jealous of the astronauts. Like, get a life.
No, like, when he got into the plane and kept going higher, and it was like, are you trying to go to the moon in a little plane?
Wait, and of course, that's, like, dramatized Netflix, but, like, I'm sure it happened.
I was in shock. Also, when he was, like, so disappointed by the astronauts because they, like, weren't
as... Because they were just regular American teenagers, and he was, like,
they were, like, talking
them...
about, like, farting in the... I don't know. They were just talking about, like, immature stuff. Football. Like, he expected them to be, like, Socrates.
No, literally. And he sits down, and he's like, what's it like? And the kid's like, it's cool. It's pretty good. I had a good time. Yeah, no, Prince Philip is... So when we're talking about this, I'm in no way advocating for Prince Philip to, like, have more rank, more power, a higher title. I just think it's an interesting factoid that I find to be, well, interesting.
I agree. So I think that concludes our week of Meghan and Harry. Any lingering thoughts? Any, like, new feelings that you feel after having
days? Oh, well,
you
know what? Every single day I wake up meaning to bring this up, and I'm so glad I finally remembered, because there's this overwhelming conspiracy theory that... This kind of drama with Meghan, unbeknownst to Meghan, was really used as a distraction from what was going on with Andrew. Like, I think so many people are wrapped up in this. So, like, not a lot of people realize, like, Prince Andrew was never formally investigated. We don't really talk about that anymore, like him being on the island. That documentary on Netflix was very damning. Then Prince Andrew did that atrocity of an interview where he, like, basically admitted that he, like, did all that shit. Like, has multiple allegations against him. And we're talking about Meghan Markle, who's a lovely girl who just, like, wanted her freedom. Like, it's so twisted. And it almost feels like it's intentionally twisted. So a lot of people on the internet believe, like, this was a coordinated distraction to, like, make Meghan and Harry, like, into the villains, just to kind of turn people's eyes away from, like, the actual atrocity going on within the family.
Okay, interesting. And does the conspiracy think that, like, Meghan and Harry are in on it? Or
no.
That... Okay. Oh,
they used Meghan.
Shit.
To distract, because in so many ways, like, when they even got married, it was a huge distraction. The first mixed race woman, the first divorcee. So it was all that. And then things quieted down because they were just, like, perfectly happily in love and, like, being pregnant. So then people think, like, the royal family had to make, like, a whole ta-da so that people would still not be looking at Andrew. It does seem like a little far-fetched, but it's honestly, like, think about it. No one has been talking about Prince Andrew for the last 2 years when it's literally the craziest fucking thing ever, like, what he did.
Yeah, that's true. Also, when it comes to, like, Jeffrey Epstein associations, I really don't rule out any conspiracy theories.
Yeah, no. Jeffrey Epstein, like, when he fake killed himself, like, we are now on high alert, as we should be.
Yeah, that's a really interesting theory, one that I hadn't heard, and we'll continue to think about.
Just keep it in the back of your mind.
100%. Okay, well, our next story is similar because Oprah is sitting down again doing a tell-all interview with Chip and Joanna Gaines.
Oh, wow, that's fascinating. Mm-hmm. Probably less controversial, but...
No, but it looks really interesting. Also, the setup looks like similar, but a different backyard. But like,
is this going to be like a new series?
Well, it's going to be on a Discovery Plus in a Super Soul special. So it's not like, again, CBS primetime like Meghan and Harry. But I don't know if it's going to be this new thing where Oprah sits down with highly influential people and then like sells this special to a streamer, which is something that would be awesome.
It's reminding me of David Letterman, how he gets great guests on his show and then like ruins the interviews with his terrible personality and jokes. So I feel mm-hmm. like Oprah could probably do a better job.
Yes, definitely. Chip Gaines is opening up about how life in the HGTV spotlight was at times very difficult for him and how his wife Joanna helped him through. The Fixer Upper alums recently sat down with the media mogul to talk about their lives as business partners and parents in a Super Soul special that premieres on Discovery Plus on March 13th.
What are you saying? A Super Soul?
Super Soul, two words.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but it's a Super Soul special.
Super S-O-L-E?
S-O-U-L.
Super Soul.
Yeah.
Not understanding.
In the exclusive clip, Oprah asks the couple how fame has impacted them and their decision to take a year off after their hit show ended in April 2018. He said, quote, "I have discovered that fame is just, your life is the same, you're the same, and everybody has an idea of what that is. It's just more people know your name. And I think if you don't know who you are when the fame thing hits, then you lose yourself." So true.
Yeah. You know, this will be actually a very interesting interview.
Yeah, she said, "Did you all start to sense that, or did you know that you were grounded before the fame thing hit?" And Chip said, "I want to speak on Joe's behalf because she would never say things like this, but she is so incredibly wise, so incredibly grounded. All the things that you just described is who Joanna is." So it seems like he like lost himself a little bit in the fame and that Joe grounded him, but they took that time off to like get back to themselves.
Right, because they're a really interesting couple in the sense that, like, they are so mega famous and they don't give into the fame at all. Like, they're not thirsty. They could be, if they wanted to, like, 50 times thirstier than they are, and it would be acceptable because they're just that famous. But they live in the same exact house that they lived in when they became famous. They don't have any televisions. They've never seen an episode of their own show. Like, they literally do not own televisions. And they're just like these really, really grounded people who love their community. And none of that changed when they became literal billionaires. So I think it'll be really interesting to hear them talk about fame, because if that was me, I would have like 1,000 TVs in my mega ranch and I would only watch episodes of my own TV show. And then at the height of their show to end it and then take a year off. Like, it's all very not what people do, but it's super respectable.
Yeah, but it also sounds like they took that time off, like, because maybe Chip was going down that road of, you know, letting the fame get to his head. And so it's also a reminder that, like, being grounded takes work. It's not like you just are or you aren't.
Yeah. No, actually, this sounds like it'll be a really, really interesting interview. And I feel like Oprah, like, gets, like, the whole fame thing better than anyone.
Oh, 100%. Also, I've been loving their Magnolia content on Discovery Plus. So, and I also watch like the behind the scenes of like how they made her new kitchen for the show and like all this different stuff. So I'm really looking forward to getting to know more of them because I never watched Fixer Upper. I'm not a home renovation person.
Oh, you are missing out.
I know, but that's just like not my beat.
Do you think it was mine either? But like, there's just like, they're so perfect. And then Clint comes in with like a 12-foot table. Like, it's just everything.
Yeah. So this sounds really interesting. What day is it today? Oh, it'll be out tomorrow? Huh. Cool.
Good.
See you then.
No, that'll be good. Like, I very much am looking forward to that. And Oprah really is a great interviewer. So I think she'll get down to the heart of the matter.
Definitely. And then I hope after
I'm trying to get down to the heart of the matter, but my will gets weakened.
And hopefully this becomes a trend for Harpo Productions, like sitting down with people who we haven't, who we know very well, but we actually don't really know at all, and getting to understand them better.
I mean, I could really do with like a 1-hour sit down, like a serious Kylie Jenner interview. Like, we don't get that. Like, Kylie's always like joking around on Ellen and shit, but like we need Oprah.
Well, you know, everyone is calling for Oprah to do this with Britney Spears.
It's not Britney's choice. Like, we know that. Hashtag free Britney.
Yeah. But I think this is definitely something that a lot of people could benefit from. Viewers and celebs
alike. What about Sam Asghari? Like, Oprah and Sam. That could be legally possible.
Yes. But again, it's like someone speaking for Britney. And we need to hear from Britney.
But he's like with Britney, like they're on the same team.
Yeah. No, I think this is a great trend.
Yeah, me too. Hashtag replace David Letterman with Oprah.
Totally.
I just have like a hard on, but not in a good way, for David Letterman. Like, I'm here to spread the gospel. Like, this man is not funny. Oh, and now that Free Britney is trending, like this really horrendous interview David Letterman did with Lindsay Lohan when she got out of rehab is making its wave on the internet, like going viral again. And it's literally so disgusting. He's like, so you got out of rehab, what, you can't stop doing drugs? Like, crazy fucking nasty shit. And you can't believe this is on late night television. And she looks so uncomfortable. And like, for a while it was like, okay, because Lindsay Lohan was like the butt of every joke, you know? But yeah. That shit's like not okay now. And so I am the conductor of the anti-David Letterman train. All aboard! Harpo Productions, here we come.
Totally. I hear you. Okay, are you ready for our next story? It's some really good uplifting news.
Is it the good uplifting news brought to you by Bloomscape?
Yes. Oh, that's actually the perfect sponsor for this episode. I love Bloomscape. You guys.
Me too.
Listen up. Listen to Claudia.
It's been a long winter stuck indoors, but warmer days are almost here. Say it with me. Spring is coming. So get ready to shake off the winter gloom, throw open your front door, back door, any door will do. Let's get outside. And if your home isn't quite the oasis you've always envisioned, like I live in a bunker, you gotta check out Bloomscape. They make it easy to grow the lush springtime retreat of your dreams. They deliver healthy plants right to your door, plus all the grow how you need to help them thrive. Find the perfect plants for your space, whether you've got tons of light or hardly any. Thousands of people have already upgraded their spaces with beautiful indoor plants from Bloomscape. And now Bloomscape is taking it outside with their new outdoor bloom kits. Jackie and I obviously both live in apartments. We don't have outdoor space. So we both got indoor plants that are so toasty and like really very like heavy duty serious. Like they will last a long time.
Yeah. Also, Bloomscape has a wide array of plants. You can get like a small little plant. I got like a really big one that is so stunning. I've never had a lot of greenery in my apartment,
Me neither.
it literally adds life to your home.
And like, I'm not really into plants, like knowledge. I don't know how to like plant stuff, but they have all these great know-how, helps, tips to help you grow. If you want to make an outdoor garden, you want to take care of your plants indoor. Their new outdoor bloom kits from Bloomscape are exactly what we need right now. The easiest, most convenient way to get growing. You can shop a variety of young plants, accessories, tools, and supplies. They have everything you need to get your patio ready for springtime. Bloomscape's patented shipping technology makes them one of the few who can deliver happy, healthy plants of all sizes across the U.S. And Bloomscape will ship at the perfect time to arrive after the last winter frost, so your plants grow healthy and strong. Their kits are completely customizable. You can mix and match sizes and colors. And since no two plants are alike, Bloomscape makes it easier to filter plants by how much light or attention they'll need. Bloom kits come with a mix of annual plants suited for your environment. And if you want to get 15% off plant orders of $100 with promo code TOAST, go to bloomscape.com. That's Bloom, B-L-O-O-M, Scape, S-C-A-P-E.com with the promo code TOAST for 15% off plant orders of $100. Again, that's bloomscape.com, promo code TOAST.
Love it. Also, they let you sort by like pet plants that are pet friendly. So yeah. If you have a fur baby in your life, don't worry about it.
It's all taken care of. Bloomscape's got you covered.
All taken care of. Okay, well, speaking of new life, Granger Smith reveals that he and his wife are expecting a baby. For Granger Smith and his wife Amber, a new baby on the way signals a new beginning, but their late son River is never far from their minds. The couple is expecting a son in August, and Granger tells People that River, their son who died due to a tragic drowning accident at home in June 2019, is very alive in their everyday life and among discussions with their children, friends, and neighbors. So now Granger and his wife are expecting a new baby, and it is a very, very happy update for this family.
Yeah, I've really just been like keeping my eye on them ever since 2019 when I read that story. And I feel like a lot of people can like relate to this, like just feeling so sad for them and like really devastated. And I've just been like just thinking about them and like hoping that they're okay. Now that they have a baby, like I'm so happy for them. Now that she's pregnant, I'm so happy for them. And these are just the type of people who you exclusively wish good things for and like want to protect at all costs.
Yes. Also, the couple recall going undergoing in vitro fertilization as they had planned for River to be their last child, and Amber had her tubes tied after he was born. But things changed when he realized that he had extra love to give as a father, and they learned IVF was a way around the fact that Amber's surgery was irreversible.
Oh, I didn't know that IVF was a way around getting your tubes tied.
I didn't know either. You learn something new every day. Medicine is amazing.
I just love these two. Like, I really, like, wish them the best, and I think about them all the time.
I wish them the best as well. So that is your good news of the day.
And there's a little more baby news. Do we have the story about Emily Ratajkowski had her baby?
No, we didn't have that as a story, but she did have her baby.
Well, yeah, because, like, when people have babies, it's, like, good, but it's hard to talk about on a podcast. Like, they had a baby. Great.
Right. Period. So unless it's someone that, like, we have really strong feelings about, generally positive feelings, the pregnancy is a story, but the birth usually isn't. Or if, like, the name means something, it just depends.
Yeah, but she had a baby and I'm happy for her. And, like, woohoo.
Woohoo. Okay, next up, some exciting news. The Oscar nominations will be announced on Monday by Nick Jonas and Priyanka Chopra Jonas. I thought this was so interesting. I know you're rolling your eyes. And at first I was like, that's kind of random. But then did you watch their announcement video?
The Jonas's? No.
The TikTok? Okay, so it starts like Priyanka's like, tell me we're hosting the we're announcing the Oscar nominations without telling me we're... And then she pulls to Nick and, like, I thought it was going to be, like, them trying to keep up on a TikTok trend. But Nick was like, no, you just told them. They were, like, acting and it was actually really...
Okay, that's cute.
It was funny and well done. And just Nick and Pri are really doing it for me.
You know, I have to say, I don't know if I've come on here and said it officially, but I was a huge doubter, non-believer. I really, really was. I thought this was like a media PR marriage. Like, I talked endless shit. But I know when I'm wrong. And there is proof in the pudding. You know, the longevity, every holiday. Like, they really are like a real marriage. And I was like fully convinced this was like some Illuminati, like not real. You know what I mean? Like Hollywood trick. And I don't know. They're pretty legit. So I'm not like, you know, building them a ship, but I'm here to say like I was definitely off in my calculations and I'm not the only one. I just want to say.
Right. And I'm here to say like I'm officially building a ship. Like I've been really enjoying them and their content for a long time now. And this just put me over the edge. I think that they're so cute and I'm loving them.
I'm happy for you. Know that I am.
Also, speaking of premium video content, did you happen to see the ad that Sophie Turner posted yesterday for Fortnite?
Fortnite? Yes.
Did you watch it?
Yes.
I thought it was so good.
I mean, I would literally watch, like, Sophie Turner eat Jell-O. Like, I would do anything for her.
She's such a good actress. I felt like I was watching, like, a short film.
Well, you know, I'm, like, about ready to join Fortnite because there is this trend on TikTok that, like, I've been singing this song. Have you heard it? Hold on, wait. Yeah, Fortnite, we bout to get down, get down. We the baddest in the world right now. Just wiped out Tomato Town. Do you know that song?
No. Do I look like I know the original song. Yeah, but I don't know the Fortnite
American Boy.
One.
But this song on TikTok is like, oh, you know what else is going viral on TikTok? You're going to die. This sound, like, it has, like, over a billion uses. Tell me if you remember what this is from. Waking up in the morning, thinking about so many things. I just wish things would get better. I'm trying to get rid of them, but nothing seems to end. Literally going viral, Gia Giudice on TikTok.
That's so amazing and so well-deserved. And, you know, like, obviously, it's been a decade since she came out with that banger. But justice being served no matter when is always a beautiful
thing to
behold.
She's one of those people who wasn't appreciated in her time. She's like Shakespeare.
No, she wasn't. She wasn't. But history will look favorably on her.
And, you know, when Gia Giudice said, first you were one, then you were two, then you were three, then you were four. She made a really fucking good point. You know?
Yeah. No, she's
first you were one.
Like, facts.
Literal, like, Shakespearean prose over here. She's a genius.
Yes. Okay, well, that concludes our celebrity news for the day. For our fifth and final story, we're going to get into a little, I guess, biz news. Not really. A little Netflix news.
Is it the Biz Netflix news that's brought to you by FabFitFun, perchance?
Yes. Yes, it is.
FabFitFun is passionate about showcasing amazing women. They have 20 female-founded brands in the spring box this season, which Jackie and I were lucky enough to get our hands on. It is amazing. Like, the products, I'm used to getting boxes where you get, like, sample-size stuff, and if you fall in love with a product, it's done within, like, 3 days. All of their products are full-size. It's really fabulous, and it's a great way to discover new beauty lifestyle products. So this is, I think, maybe, like, my fourth box. And I look forward to it every time because, like I said, the products are full size and it's a really, really good way to, like, hear about brands. Or if there's been a product you're wanting to try and you haven't been able to just, you know, get there and purchase it, it'll come in your box and it's like a little surprise to yourself every season. And there's no reason not to do it. So the spring box is out now. You can order it today. You can sign up and snag amazing products. I got amazing Kate Spade mugs last time that I was, like, so jazzed about. And they were huge mugs. Like, I love a giant mug.
I love those mugs. I know what you're talking about.
So the coupon code is TOAST if you want to get $10 off your first box. And the link is www.fabfitfun.com. Again, that's coupon code TOAST for the $10 off at fabfitfun.com. Don't miss out. The boxes are getting better and better. And the products are just legit as hell. And I really enjoy it. It's like a little gift to yourself. Like, you sign up and then you forget. And then, like, all of a sudden, like, this box comes and you're like, oh my God, for me?
Right. And you don't know what's in it. So it's like a surprise gift for yourself. You don't have to be, like, drunk to order it and not know what's in it.
Well, you could be too if you wanted.
Right. You could be. Also, one of the cleansers that I use in my skincare video that we did for Patreon was a FabFitFun box. I have news that just came in that I need to share with you. And I need to watch your reaction.
Okay. Wait. Do you want to film me?
Okay. I'll film you.
Is it going to be a good reaction?
It's going to be a good reaction. It's some really great...
Are you going to put this on Instagram? Like, let me look cute. Okay.
Depends on your reaction. It's some really great New York City club news. Clubs can open at 33% in New York City starting April 2nd.
Are you fucking serious? I don't believe you.
No, I swear. Snitch just sent it to us. I just found the link.
Oh, my God. Wait, I'm Googling.
Claude.
Oh, my God. News.
It's your time. April 2nd is actually so soon.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. I'm not seeing it. I don't believe Counselor.
Okay. Oh.
But if she was lying to us, that'd be such a mean prank.
I'll send you the link that
sort
I saw.
Sort by date. Yeah, no, I'm not seeing it, but I believe you.
I sent you the link.
April 2nd, you said? Where are we going?
I don't know. Like, we have to get a table. Are you so excited?
Oh my God, that's fucking crazy. Like, I literally thought the nightlife industry, like, was never coming back.
Yeah. By the way, I just recorded your reaction and then realized I'm wearing AirPods, so it's just probably no volume. I guess I could put the podcast volume on the video. Never mind.
It's fine.
Audio. It's fine.
Wait, that's fucking news.
I wanted to share that with you. Some more good news.
Thank you so much for bringing that to my attention. Like, I have to call Brian. Like, he's going to die.
Yeah. So I'll see you April 2nd in the clubs.
Where are we going? Like, literally anyone who will take me.
For sure. But, like, also let's put together, like, a short list of the clubs we'd like to attend.
Yeah. And if you work in nightlife and, like, want me to come to your club for free, like, just please send me a message.
For sure. Wow.
For sure. Oh, my God. That's crazy fucking news.
So exciting.
That's not at all what I thought you were going to say. I thought you were going to be like Meghan Markle, like something like celebrity.
Right, right. No, I usually don't interrupt the broadcast unless it's like the best news you've ever heard.
Unless it's the best news of all time. Oh my God, that's so exciting.
Okay, but speaking of our fifth and final story, it's actually like not great news for a lot of people. Netflix is going to begin cracking down on password sharing outside your household. So obviously, so many people use Netflix accounts that aren't theirs, our family members, a friend, an ex-boyfriend. But now they are going to be giving users a message that say, if you don't live with the owner of this account, you need your own account to keep watching. In order to
continue, how do they know who the fuck I live with?
But in order to continue, they need to verify the account with an email or text code or create a new account with a 30-day free trial. So if you're using someone who you don't even know who you use or like someone you don't speak to anymore, you're fucked. If you use a family member, hopefully you can like coordinate like what was the text code and you can, because like Netflix has family plans. Like since when is that a crime?
I actually feel like that's fair, but I do think it's so long overdue. Like the fact that Netflix never came for everyone who was so clearly using like, your roommate's ex-boyfriend's mother-in-law's ex-wife's brother's account. They never came for us. So, like, now we're all just, like, used to using random accounts. And it's almost like they waited a little bit too long because this is really going to fuck up a lot of people.
Right. We all got so comfortable. Also, I read somewhere that a third of Netflix users, like, are on this sharing plan. Who knows if they're, like, actual sharers, like, again, a family account, or, you know, sort of getting it illegally. But I mean, on the one hand, yes, it's their business and they're cracking down finally. But on the other hand, like, Netflix, don't
just
you
leave
have
us alone.
Like, you have so much.
Haven't we been through enough?
Right. No, apparently we haven't. Netflix thinks
and
you
also,
haven't.
Also, it's like, at this point, if they hadn't cracked down already, like, they shouldn't have cracked down at all. They should have cracked down 5 years ago. Like, now we're all just like so set in our ways. This is like actually low-key really fucking disrespectful to the consumer. Like, I will remember this. That's what me and TPG were saying on the Patreon episode. It's like, as consumers, like, I will remember the airlines who made it so easy for us this year. Like, they really did not take advantage of everyone who was like in a hard time, had to cancel plans. They lost billions of dollars just so we could get our change fees waived. Like, I really respect and appreciate that. And as a consumer moving forward, I will remember the brands that looked out for us in COVID, and I will also not forget the brands that fucking came for us in COVID. Ticketmaster.
100%. And I won't forget the airlines who changed their pet policy and literally treat Bruno like an animal now when he flies. That he can't sit on my lap. That he can't sit on my lap, but he can sit. Because I flew with him recently once this law was enacted, and they said he had to stay in the carrier the whole time under the seat in front of him. And when he's in the carrier, he cries the whole time. If he sits on my lap, he doesn't move, he doesn't cry. Like, how is that better for the plane experience if he's crying the entire time?
It's on the podcast. Put it in the book.
Okay. I'm so glad to hear it. And also, we have a second piece of Netflix news. Netflix is dropping a documentary about the last remaining blockbuster in the world. The last blockbuster, it's called, focuses on the video rental store located in Bend, Oregon, and its many fans. Also, what's two things that are crazy about this? One, like, it's funny, not funny, ironic that they are doing a documentary about Blockbuster going out of business.
When Netflix single-handedly put Blockbuster out of business. Like, it's a full circle moment.
Right. But what I didn't know is that Blockbuster was famously offered the chance to buy Netflix for $50 million in the year 2000. The chain filed for bankruptcy 10 years later, and now Netflix is worth $230 billion.
Wow, whoever made that decision is a moron.
Yeah.
Wait, that's crazy. First of all, I did not know there was even a last remaining Blockbuster. Like, I thought they were for sure all out of business. That actually, like, is really sweet.
Right. But now, like, Blockbuster just reminds me of Rose Video. I can't really, like, separate the two.
That's funny. Blockbuster just reminds me of, like, not even my experience. I can't even remember being in a Blockbuster. Like, that's
you
how
can't?
Long ago it was. No, I always think of, like, movies, like, Jersey Girl, like, Liv Tyler works at the video store. In Friends, they're always going to the video store. So I don't actually remember my own experience in a video store. I remember it through the lenses of, like, TV and movie shows that I loved in the 90s and early 2000s that featured video stores.
Wow, that year and a half difference between us sometimes is just, like, so staggering, because I do remember being in a Blockbuster, like, we're picking out a film, the night's going to be lit, there's huge boxes of candy.
But did we go a lot?
Probably, no, not anymore. No, not a lot, but, like, maybe two times a month. Like, if we're going to have, like, if we wanted to watch a movie, I just feel like it was, like, a weekend thing. We're going to Blockbuster. We're picking up a film. Like, we're going to pick up Woodrow's. They were right next to each other. And we're going to go home, and we're going to have some turkey sandwiches.
I was going to ask you where our local Blockbuster was growing up. Like, I have zero memory of ever being in a Blockbuster.
I think the street was called Peninsula Boulevard, and it was next to Woodrow's, which was also, you probably remember better,
the
next
deli.
To Carvel. Carvel.
Remember I don't even Carvel remember was? A Carvel. You know, I really got to go to some sort of therapist. Like, I need to start hypnosis.
But, like, you were younger than me.
I remember Woodrow's, and I know that shopping center, like, very well.
That Blockbuster was in that shopping center.
Cool.
Yeah.
Never
so,
been there.
I don't think anyone expects, like, 7-year-old you to remember that.
And you want to know why I probably blocked that out? Because I hated Woodrow's as a kid. Like, deli for dinner, yuck. Like, cold meats. Everyone loved, like, turkey on rye, like, pastrami. Kill me. Like,
tongue?
When we went to Woodrow's,
like,
it was
tongue?
The worst week ever.
You don't want tongue sandwich?
Ugh. Oh, my God. You guys would, like, die. Like, pass the tongue. And I'm like, this is sick. I'm married to a bunch of freaks.
Also, you probably blocked out that shopping center, because that's also where the fish market was. Like, where we would get our fish.
What the fuck is a fish market?
Like, you know, there's a butcher. There's also a fisherman.
Are you sure?
Yeah, that's where, like, you know, there's...
Don't you just buy fish at the butcher?
Not necessarily. It was like, I can think of one near where I live. It's like a seafood market.
I can think of one in the city that's like the fish market, like the fish market.
No, it's not it's not like coming straight from the sea to the market. Right,
from the boat.
No, this was like where the fishmonger procures the fish. If we were going to have fish for dinner, which like we sometimes did.
Yeah, every Thursday is the worst day of my life. Actually, I've been having a lot of fish while I'm here because it's like so fresh. Mm-hmm. And the food at this hotel is bomb.diggity.com. I keep eating like weirdly milkshakes. They make amazing milkshakes here.
Wow. Milkshakes are so stellar.
So stellar. But I'm leaving sadly, which means I'm back on Monday, which is good.
Which is good. I'm excited to get back in the studio. I had this like whole plan by the time we got back in the studio, like I would have lost all this weight because I was like been focusing on my diet and exercise. I weighed myself today. I'm exactly the same as before I started doing keto again. So that's just what's new with me.
No, nothing. That's good. I am going to be irrecognizable upon my return. Like I have not denied myself a single thing on this trip, whether that be spa treatments, restaurant accoutrements, bread baskets, alcohol. Like I am just taking it all in, and I have not 1 ounce of remorse about it.
No, you're not supposed to deny yourself on vacation. I'm such a big proponent of that. Like indulge in every which way. No regrets.
No regrets.
No regrets. Also, you'll be tan, so you'll have that leg up.
Yeah, I mean, I gotta go get some sun, and I'm heading to the spa, so I must be going, darling. But everyone, thank you for putting up with my vacation extension. I promise I'm actually coming home, and I will be back on Monday, so it's over for me. But, you know, I really, like, made the most out of this, like, that one flight I took, you know?
You really did, and the toast went on, and I think if you can work while you're on vacation, that's really the best of both worlds, because you feel fulfilled, and, like, you have purpose, and you're not just, like, laying around all day, but then you get to lay around the rest of the day.
Yes, and honestly, like, the first week that I was here that we actually did take off for vacation, I was having, like, crazy anxiety, because, like, I don't like being, like, a piece of shit, like, doing nothing. Mm-hmm. So in the morning, like, I'm an hour ahead of you, so it's noon now, and I still have my day. And it's nice. So we can do the toast from anywhere. We're just like so remote, you know?
Right. It's like if we got one thing out of all of this, like one positive.
Yes.
It's that we can do the toast from anywhere. So Claude, I will see you in the Maldives.
No, we got to travel more. Like that's what I've also learned from TPG. It's like my trip has been jam packed. Like we did a beach drop. We did a rum tasting. We went to the caves. Like we've done it all. Also while being relaxed, I had beach time. Like we got to be more adventurous on trips.
I think Norma would agree.
Norma would agree. Thank you guys so much for listening to The Toast this week. We hope you enjoyed it. And thank you so much for listening to The Toast, the Millennium Morning Show, where we deliver the fast five stories that you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching us on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe and give this video a thumbs up. We're also available as a podcast anywhere podcasts can be found. So that's Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, iHeartRadio, CastBox, all the places. So wherever you listen to podcasts, find us The Morning Toast and leave a five-star review about how beautiful, stunning, and smart we are. Hope you guys have an amazing weekend. Stay safe, and we will see you on Monday.
Bye. Bye.